Hello everyone, welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Baked Apples. For those of you who like to cook, I'll be talking about a recipe that I love to make. And even if you don't like to cook, cooking is a good area of English learning. So let's get started. Baked apples. Have you ever walked into a house when someone has just made a delicious dessert? What is it that most people do in that situation? Yes, they sniff. I know that when my family comes home from school or work, they are hungry. So when they walk in the house and smell some good food that is ready, I know it brings a smile to their faces. One such dish that smells really good is baked apples. It is a super easy and healthy alternative to other desserts. The key is to choose the right kind of apples. When apples cook, they go soft, and a lot of their juice comes out. Therefore, it's important to choose apples that are not too juicy. Otherwise, after cooking, you will be left with a very small dessert and a lot of juice. After washing the fruit, you have to remove the core, which is tricky. The typical kitchen vegetable peeler works well for this job because it has a rounded end that helps you dig out the flesh from the middle of the apple. It's only a small kitchen tool, but it really does the job. Next, the apples go in a glass or ceramic dish with the holes facing up. You pour a mixture of sultanas or raisins, brown sugar, and cinnamon into the holes. And then you put a square knob of butter on top, like a little lid. Put the dish in the oven at about 350 degrees for 20 minutes. And that, my friends, is that. The smell of the cinnamon and cooking caramel will fill your house and make everybody sniff, sniff, sniff. Okay, the grammar points today. I actually want to start off with the word family. Now, in the podcast, I wrote a sentence that says, I know that when my family comes home from school or work, they are hungry. Well, why didn't I say it is hungry? Because family is singular. It's a singular noun. Well, with family, we do use the singular verb. We would say is, was, or goes, for example, with the word family as the subject. However, family does mean a group of people. It means more than one person. So if I mention family and then I continue to talk about the family, if I end up using the words they or we, I have to use are instead of is. Now, I could have written the sentence in a different way to make it more simple. I could have said, for example, after school or work, my family is hungry. Of course, that's a perfect sentence. My family is hungry. My family was hungry. But let's practice making some sentences that have family in the beginning part of the sentence, but then a word like they or we in the second half of the sentence. A. When my family gets together for Thanksgiving, they all help with the washing up. Or I could say, everybody helps with the washing up. When my family gets together for Thanksgiving, they all help with the washing up. B. When my family had a disagreement, they talked about it until they found a solution. When my family had a disagreement, they talked about it until they found a solution. C. When their family goes on vacation, they always choose to go to the beach. They always choose to go to the beach. Number two, an expression. To bring a smile to one's face. To bring a smile to one's face. It means that someone or something is making someone smile. A. That photo of you really brought a smile to my face. That photo of you really brought a smile to my face. B. When she sent me a friend request on Facebook, it really brought a smile to my face. When she sent me a friend request on Facebook, it really brought a smile to my face. And number three, the simple word, tricky. Tricky as in a trick. It really means difficult in many different ways. A. That history exam was very tricky because the questions were worded strangely. That history exam was very tricky because the questions were worded strangely. B. Doing the Rubik's Cube is tricky. You certainly need to practice it a lot. Doing the Rubik's Cube is tricky. You certainly need to practice it a lot. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I look forward to podcasting again very soon. If you have questions or comments, I would love to hear from you. Feel free to email me at acupofenglish@hotmail.com. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.